This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it's time to talk with our good friend Travis Frederick, brought to you by Dr. Pepper and Miller Lite, the only beer for the Dallas Cowboys. Travis, is this kind of a frustrating day? How are you feeling, man?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's a long night. You know, when you travel back from the Northeast, we obviously get a chance to play a lot of games in New York and Philly and everything. And the afternoon and evening games get to be late nights. We got back about 1:30 last night. So just getting going this morning and trying to get the recovery process started.
Has your body fully thawed from yesterday's weather?
You know, being a guy from Wisconsin, I'm used to playing in that a little bit, but I tell you what, it was a miserable day. Not a lot of fun to be playing in those conditions, but you know, the fun part about football is that you do get to play in a lot of different things. You know, you play indoors, you play outdoors, you play when it's snowing, raining, it doesn't really matter. So it definitely keeps it interesting.
Now, I definitely want you to be able to keep all of your holiday money and money in general, but obviously I have to ask, what do you think about the tripping call?
You know, it's a tough thing. You know, I don't particularly agree with the call, but the refs have to make those calls in real time, and it's unfortunate that it came down to that, and that sort of put us in a situation where it made us made a really difficult spot for us to continue to try and win the game. But it shouldn't have come down to that. You know, that's one of those situations that, you know, had we been able to convert better in the red zone on one of those plays, or maybe be able to extend a drive in another situation, maybe we wouldn't have been in that situation.
There were reports circulating that, you know, master of strategy Bill Belichick might have alerted the officials ahead of time to watch for you potentially tripping defenders. Have you had any coaches or anybody say anything to you along your career or along this season about potentially watching out for that because it's been an issue in the past?
Honestly, I've never heard that before. I do know that each of the coaches is given an opportunity to talk with the referees and alert them of things that they might see on film that they should be keeping an eye on. You know, sometimes it's for us, we make sure that we tell them if a defensive line is particularly apt to holding us on, you know, twist games or things like that. And you know, other coaches are always talking about, you know, making sure the offensive linemen aren't holding, keeping their hands inside and all of that. But tripping is one that's a little unusual. And I guess there's probably a wide variety of interpretations of the rule. And so it's just interesting that two of those are called in one game.
For the future, Travis, take a page out of Michael Irvin's book and just walk up to the refs before the game and say, hey, you're great at your job. Don't let anybody tell you how to do your job, and then they're going to be on your side.
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. I definitely have tried to do that in the past, try to be nice to the officials. You know, any little thing that can go your way is a positive. So I try to be nice to them usually, and I try to work with them. I think it's important to connect with those officials after there's a call, you know, whether it's on you or one of your teammates, to just try and figure out what exactly they saw and how we can avoid getting that penalty in the future.
Yeah, and maybe connecting with them for dinner afterwards just to kind of, you know, lay a good foundation of friendship. But also, at the same time, you know, the compliment sandwich is a good way to go about things because everybody loves sandwiches. So
yeah, I mean, sandwiches are pretty delicious, I have to say.
Yes.
That's a bold claim you just made there, Travis.
That sandwiches are pretty delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, why is that? I don't know. That's not a hot take at all.
Yeah, that was kind of my point. But you'll get down our idea of sarcasm in the future as well.
Okay, all right. We'll get used to this.
I do. Y'all were running the ball pretty well. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about leading up to was trying to use Zeke and trying to use Tony Pollard in the flats and getting out of the backfield with the ball in their hands in the passing game as well. And that seemed to be something that was really going pretty well. What did y'all see that y'all were doing that worked for you in the running game and with what Zeke and Pollard were doing in the passing game too?
You know, I think it's really interesting when you get to watch Zeke or feel, you know, play with him, but just feel when the game starts to hit for him and that he starts to get on a roll and starts to make great runs. And, you know, we do our best up front to make as big a holes as we can, but that's not always it's not always possible, and sometimes it's not always enough. And so a lot comes down to those guys being able to find the crease and try and find the spot where they got to stick it up in there. And Zeke was definitely doing really well yesterday, and it's fun to see when TP gets in and gets to change things up a little bit. And watching him out in space is truly a wonder. So it's fun when the quarterback gets to get the ball out to those guys on checkdowns in the flats, because anytime that you get those guys, Zeke or TP, out in open space, you know that there's a chance for a big play.
As I'm sure you can guess, a lot of discussion about the, you know, the 3rd and 7 and then kicking the field goal to make it 13-9. I'm curious, whether it's in that specific scenario or more broadly, how often are you told, like, even on a 3rd down, hey, this is 4 down territory no matter what, or is this is 4 down territory depending on what happens on 3rd down? Like, how often do those discussions take place, seeing as how you only have, not that long to get the play as well?
Honestly, those conversations are a conversation that I never have. Those are things that go into the quarterback, and the quarterback generally houses that information. So I'm not exactly sure how often that happens, but I do know that when you get down there where you're considering going for 4th down, it is helpful to know earlier on, and that, you know, on that 3rd down, you don't have to get the 1st down. If there's an opportunity to get close, you can take that knowing that you're going to go for it on 4th down.
Did anybody in that particular situation express to you that this is maybe 4 down territory or probably 4 down territory?
No, I wasn't in a position to hear that.
Gotcha.
We just get in the huddle, Dak gets playing in his headset, and then passes that on to us, and we try to execute the best that we can.
We got Travis Frederick hanging out with us here on the KNC Masterpiece. We got Thanksgiving game coming up this Thursday as well. You'll see Travis making some plays there. The owner after the game seemed very frustrated. He used the word frustrated a number of times regarding how good the talent is and where this team is at the moment. Do you, in your interactions with Jerry, have you ever been able to get a good read on when he's happy and when he's not?
I think so. I think he's pretty overt with his feelings. You know, I haven't spent a ton of time talking with him, but anytime I do, you can tell he's generally when I'm talking to him, he's happy to be around. He's happy to be in the locker room, excited for an upcoming game. You know, sometimes he's disappointed in a loss in the locker room after the game. And those are feelings that he wears on his sleeves.
How, you know, Corey asked you earlier about your body sort of thawing out from the cold weather, and we were joking about that. But in reality, from a typical week, is there a time in the week where you feel like, okay, my body is back to normal now? Like, does that happen on a Friday? Is that a week-to-week thing? And how does that make the preparation for a Thursday game after a Sunday so different?
Yeah, it changes week to week depending on how the game works out. But for the most part, I'm not generally ready, you know, fully ready to play another game until Friday of a game week. And it depends on how old you are, how long you've been doing it, and how beat up your joints and stuff are. But and it makes these Thursday games difficult, but it just puts a premium on your recovery process and the things that you have to do to try and make that work, you know. And obviously our preparation will change a little bit. We'll be a little bit less physical on Wednesday and Thursday. And, it turns into more of a mental preparation than a physical one.
Yeah. I think Kevin last week, he told us you have to start getting a head start last week for this week so that you can kind of start doing some things that'll prep you for that.
Absolutely.
Exactly. It's important that you focus on it throughout the course of the week. Last week, trying to do as much as you can, even if it's more than you normally do, and you might be quote unquote over recovering, so that this week it makes it a little bit easier. And obviously this week we'll spend a lot of time focused on the stretching and the ice and all of the recovery pieces that we use.
Now I have to ask this or I wouldn't be doing my job. I just heard that alarm going off. You're not in the midst of stealing a car, are you?
I bet he is.
I'm not. It appears I'm watching a car being stolen.
No,
I'm not.
Did we do something? Or yeah.
Two breaking moments.
It looks like, I'm just describing the scene. There was a truck and there was people in the truck. And then when they opened the door to get out, the alarm went off. So, I don't know, somebody locked them in and they were trying to get out. I don't know what the deal is. Perhaps, they were trying to keep them contained and they figured out they could get out.
You seem shockingly unconcerned about this obvious crime in progress.
Well, it's because now they're just relaxing outside of the truck. It's not like they're trying to get away or anything like that. So they seem unconcerned that I'm watching them. So that makes me unconcerned about what's happening.
Okay, that's good. That makes a lot of sense, actually. So going into that Thanksgiving game, I'm curious. I know from a preparation perspective, it would probably be no different than a regular Thursday game, but the Thanksgiving game around here for the Metroplex, it seems like it means so much more. I know growing up in the Metroplex, same with Corey, you plan like your family get together around that Thanksgiving game. Does that particular game feel any different for you, or you do not have time to look at it in that perspective when you're in the middle of a playoff run?
I think you hit it right in the head there. I don't think you have time to look at it in that perspective. You know, things change a little bit for us, obviously, with it being Thanksgiving, the holiday. A lot of guys have family in town and things like that. But as far as the game being any bigger because of it's Thanksgiving, I think it's a little bit false. For us, it's important that we win as many games as we can. And this is the next one on the schedule. So it's important that we can get a W on Thursday.
Do you prepare any different for halftime? Because if I'm not mistaken, is the halftime not a good little bit longer?
The halftime is longer, which can be a little odd, but it's also very helpful. In my opinion, I think halftime is really short. By the time that we get off the field back in the locker room, you have pretty minimal amount of time to get what you need, to get ready for the second half and come back out. So sometimes a little extension in the halftime is nice.
Now, Frank Gore is who you guys are going to see on Thursday, and he went into third place all-time rushing yards in the NFL. And I just want to know if you're going to take some time to go congratulate him on his future Hall of Fame career, no matter what Kevin says, that he's not a Hall of Famer.
You know, I don't, unless I know the guys from a previous background, I don't generally reach out to them before or after the game. You know, we get a chance to meet a lot of different guys through a lot of different situations, and I've never met Frank, but I'm really happy for him, and he's been a good back for a really long time.
Well, I want to say I'm really happy for you, Travis, for previously making a first-team All-Pro selection. I feel like that's a vital part of a component for a Hall of Fame career. Some people don't have that.
Oh, my God!
Sorry, you're being dragged into our Frank Gore Hall of Fame argument.
It sounds like it.
All right, well, we appreciate the time very much this week, and you call us back if something else changes with that truck situation, all right? Still sounds okay. Kind of sketchy over there.
That sounds great. I'll keep you updated.
Later, Travis.
Take care.
Travis Frederick, and that was an interesting thing that he said in the middle, though I think that's exactly what Cowboys fans want to hear. Like, as excited as we are about the pomp and circumstance about the things surrounding the Thursday game, he said point blank, look, we have to win this game.
Yeah, they do. They have to stack up wins here at the end of the season because you don't want to be in a situation where you have to beat Philly and you can't.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.